This wonderful day, this wonderful service, and all your wonderful people who are here gathered in this place, help us to now center ourselves and to focus upon the message you've given us. Help us to be mindful of who you are, not only because of your power and might, but for your grace and your never-ending love for all of us and our families. And in spite of our humanness, in the way the colors come together and the rainbow restores the earth, let us come together to restore humanity. Speak, God, for we're all here and we're listening. May this service today give you all honor and praise. In your many names we pray. Amen. You may be seated. And here we all are, and we're listening. That's right. And believe it or not, even with the rain outside, it's beginning to get closer to summer. And summer is just around the corner, those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer where you have hot dogs and baseball games and all those things that get us outside where we're very happy. And also, it gives us time to run to the beach. And not long ago, as I was driving to the beach, I suddenly found myself in the midst of something I had never happened before in my life. It kind of reminded me of that old TV series with Will Robinson and his best buddy, the robot, where the robot flailed his arms and says, "Danger, danger, danger, Will Robinson." Well, my car talked to me, and it scared me to death. I nearly drove off the road because my car told me, "Danger, flash flood watch ahead, tornado warning, danger, danger." So I've never had my car tell me that before. I wasn't expecting my car to tell me that. It didn't flail its arms because it doesn't have arms to flail, but it still, the message was big enough. So I didn't know what on earth to do. I had no clue what to do. I hadn't been in that situation before. So I decided, well, I'll inch along here. This is okay. After all, think about it. I was in strange territory. I was in North Carolina somewhere, and the wind was howling. It got darker, dark as night, and my headlights came on. And there was no way to see maybe 2 feet ahead of me, so I put on my emergency blinkers, kept running, slowing down, and all the while my radio was saying, "Danger, danger," but I kept going. The rain was striking my windshield with such ferocity that it was like driving my car under the end of Niagara Falls. I couldn't see. So the wind howled, my car actually shook, and I was trembling. I was shaking. Although this was happening in early afternoon, it was exactly like midnight. So what do? I kept inching along. Suddenly, after a few moments of holding my breath, it started to brighten just a little bit, and it started brightening further and further until I finally broke out of the storm and into the sunlight, and guess what was staring at me right ahead? A full arch rainbow that was beautiful. This signaled that I had survived the storm, and I smiled. Thank God. Seeing a rainbow always makes me smile. Now, my children who are here with me this morning, they accuse me of being goofy. Yeah. Because it seems that the most simple things, and they can nod, most simple things like rainbows make Dad happy and make Dad smile. And sometimes Dad has been known to break out into giggles. But rainbows make me especially happy. They make me feel good when I see them. They tell me that a storm has passed. And on the journey to the beach, seeing that rainbow made me realize that I had indeed survived a very bad storm. So, in case you aren't familiar with it, rainbows appear in Scripture several times. But I suppose the one that it gets my greatest attention is where the rainbow appears right after the great flood. And after that moment, or in that moment, it symbolized God's mercy and the covenant that he entered into with Noah. Now, have you ever noticed how when there's a thunderstorm, after that thunderstorm, there's a period of calm afterwards? And when the rainbow appears, it's neat. The sun shines, birds sing. Feels like things are all brand new because everything is so clean and all the pollen's washed out of the air. And peace, following a time of great uncertainty and disaster. No wonder the rainbow gives us such a wonderful sense of well-being. After all, God used it as a symbol of his covenant with Noah and with us. So here we are at the start of Pride. They did a beautiful job with this. This is that time of year where everything, it seems, is about rainbows. Rainbow flags, rainbow doormats, rainbow stickers, rainbow bow ties, balloons, keychains, license plates. Basically, you name it, and at this time of year, someone somehow has slapped a rainbow on it. Even rainbow undies. Not that I would want to wear a pair of rainbow undies, but oh well. So, whatever floats your boat. Pride is indeed a time of celebration of who we are as a community, whether you're gay, straight, whatever. It's where you can co-opt it and just take it and seize the rainbow and say, I'm proud of who I am. But especially in the GLBT community, look at how far we've come. Look at our history. Pride is a time to celebrate those who came before us and to pause and reflect on where we go from here and to feel a sense of pride at being just who we are. Have you ever thought about the word pride? What does pride really mean? Some scholars view pride as an inwardly directed emotion that carries two opposing meanings, one negative and one positive. The negative meaning refers to a foolishly and irrationally corrupt sense of one's personal value, status, or accomplishments. Sadly, that's what a majority of people view pride as. But the positive meaning refers to a humble and constant sense of attachment toward one's own or another's choice and actions, or towards a whole group of people, and is a product of praise, independent self-reflection, and is a fulfilled feeling of belonging. In the Jewish tradition, pride is called the root of all evil. And in Christianity, pride is the original and most serious of the seven deadly sins, the parent of all sin. And lots of people interpret pride in this negative manner. Can't quite figure it out. They also equate spirituality with miserableness. Have you ever thought of that? How people, they equate miserableness with spirituality and joy. How, I've never been able to get it. Why did they do this? Why do they equate spirituality with the highest level of ministry they can have? In other words, excuse me, I'm sorry. More miserable you are, the more spiritual you are. I guess they view that as greater will be your reward in heaven. I guess depending on their culture, these views tend to thrive in places where folks lead a difficult life, for sure. And they struggle to make ends meet. When living under these conditions, I guess their world focuses on the negatives, so it short circuits their joy. But really, if you stop and think about it, what kind of God actually wants us to be miserable and needy and insecure? God wants us to be happy and joyful about the adventure of living. We can read about it in the Bible, about us living and living more abundantly. Hang on to that concept. There's no storm in nature that lasts permanently. You may be going through a storm right now. Doesn't mean it's going to last permanently. It too will pass. Look for the rainbow. In my quest to learn about pride, I consulted Merriam-Webster Dictionary on my desk. It defines pride as a reasonable or justifiable self-respect or a delight or elation arising from some act, possession, or relationship. Pride in the context of the GLBT community is a reasonable or justifiable self-respect. When you pause and look at pride from the perspective of the GLBT community, it's amazing how gay pride celebrations came to be at all. Think about it. It's never been easy to be GLBT. We've been told that we're an abomination. We're blamed for every natural calamity or disaster that preachers like Pat Robertson can think of. I'm just now waiting to see who gets blamed for the Kilauea volcano. It wasn't that long ago that we were arrested routinely simply for meeting together. We were made fun of, bullied, labeled as un-American, un-Christian, unholy, and more and more and more and more. So is it any surprise? Nearly 50 years ago, in the summer of 1969, a group of people at the Stonewall Inn in New York City decided that enough was enough. They decided it was time for them to take a definitive stand, and when they did it, oddly enough, they felt just as what Merriam-Webster said was a reasonable or a justifiable self-respect for themselves. And in so doing, they also received delight and elation that arose from their act of resistance. They took a stand. It was out of those riots that the first gay pride celebration emerged on the one-year anniversary of that riot in 1970. And that occurred in New York Central Park. And it rang a bell. It caught everybody's attention. And ever since that happened, we've been celebrating pride every June ever since. Yes, a sense of solidarity and liberation took root during that time, and it continues and it grows even today, not just in this country, not just in New York, but around the world. So given all that we've talked about this morning, is it any wonder that the international symbol of gay pride is the rainbow? After all the storms and winds that have howled because of being different, all of the shaking, all the trembling, all the wondering about what would happen just for being authentic, the taunts, the jokes, the arrests, the fears, we have now broken through to a place of sunlight where before us is the most beautiful rainbow you can imagine. And it's not limited. It's not limited to anyone. Anybody can be a part of the rainbow. Seeing the rainbow flag, as I said earlier, in my goofy way makes me smile. Every time I come to church and I walk by our rainbow flag out there at the front door and the trans pride flag at our front door, I smile. When I look at the rainbow colors here on our wall and the trans colors on the end, I smile, because that's talking about my community. So the current rainbow flag actually features the colors that appear in nature: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. The way I remember it is from grade school, where I learned Roy G. Biv. But did you also know that in this context, red means and symbolizes life? So our community is alive and well, and we're thriving downright. Orange symbolizes healing. And there's a lot of healing that needs to be done within our community. Healing from old hurts. Healing from wounds inflicted by other organizations or by other churches even, by politicians, through Bible abuse, personal hurts, and HIV/AIDS. Yellow symbolizes sunlight. Duh. Our community is now out of the shadows, off the margins, and increasingly living in the sunlight. We hold our head up high. We have nothing to be ashamed of. Green symbolizes nature. We are a part of God's diverse and inclusive world. There's nothing wrong with us. Blue symbolizes harmony and peace, and we pray that one day all our siblings worldwide will experience loving acceptance, regardless of their culture and orientation. Indigo and violet represent spirit. The Spirit of God has brought our community so far. You think about our history, do some research. If you don't know much about our history, it's rich and full. But that doesn't mean we can rest on our laurels and sit there and gaze up at the rainbow and say, isn't that pretty? No, the work is not over. In the face of adversity and additional storms of politics, other religious beliefs, the one thing we have is a promise that we always have a rainbow. To help us remember that no storms ever last forever. And that God loves us enough to give us the rainbow. Be proud, not just once a year, but all the time. Hold your head up high. So in my closing, I want to share an adaptation from the lyrics of a song that is quite powerful. It sums up the point of this entire message today. It's simply entitled, Proud. And I want you to listen to the words. I look into the window of my mind. Reflections of the fears I know I've left behind. I step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my way. Can't stop me now, and you can do the same. What have you done today to make you feel proud? It's never too late to try. What have you done to make you feel proud? You could be so much more if you make that break for freedom. What have you done today to make you feel proud? Still so many answers, I don't know. Realize that to question is how we grow. What have you done today to make you feel proud? What have you done today? You could be so much more. So what have you done today to make you feel proud? As you leave this place today, I want every one of you to hold your head up high. The storm is passing. You can be more every day. Celebrate the person that God made you to be and look for that rainbow. It's there. Who knows? You might even be that rainbow in someone else's cloud. Amen.